With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockster. The Supreme Court this week takes up abortion, specifically abortion pills.
The safety of a commonly used abortion pill is slated to be argued before the U.S. Supreme Court on Tuesday. The central argument in the Mifepristone case is whether the Food and Drug Administration approval, which was granted 24 years ago, was flawed. The Christian conservative group that brought the lawsuit to restrict the availability of the abortion pill says there have been tens of thousands of emergency complications. The American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists filed a brief saying only a tiny fraction of patients, less than 1/3 of 1%, suffer serious adverse events from taking Mifepristone. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Also at SRNnews.com, the UN Security Council set to vote on a resolution demanding an immediate humanitarian ceasefire in Gaza during the Muslim holy month of Ramadan. The vote comes after Russia and China vetoed a U.S.-sponsored resolution Friday that would have supported a, quote, immediate and sustained ceasefire in the conflict. The new government budget bill signed by President Biden this weekend includes a ban on gay pride flags.
The $1.2 trillion package approved by Congress late last week, averting a partial government shutdown, includes a provision that prohibits the flying of most flags, including rainbow flags, at U.S. embassies. While conservative Republicans supported the provision, the White House is unhappy about it. In a statement, an official here said the president believes it was inappropriate to abuse the budget process by including this policy, and the president will work toward repealing the provision. Greg Clugston, the White House.
Heavy rain and quarter-sized hail fell in Southern California as the National Weather Service predicted lightning and wind gusts approaching 60 miles an hour in the mountain area on Sunday. More at SRN News. It's a victory for religious freedom in Virginia.
Under a legal settlement with the state, a group of churches and other Christian ministries will be free to hire only people who adhere to a statement of faith. 4 years ago, Democratic lawmakers added sexual orientation and so-called gender identity to Virginia's non-discrimination law. Alliance Defending Freedom represented the churches and says, quote, religious organizations are free to operate their ministries without fear of government punishment. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Democrats are vowing to restore Roe v. Wade if they win the White House and Congress this fall, but legal experts say that's pretty much an empty promise. Most constitutional scholars say Congress does not have the authority to override a state's decision to make abortions unlawful in all or most circumstances. And while the understanding of Congress's power has expanded over time, there are still very real limits. This is SRN News. Garden centers enjoyed a pandemic boom, particularly with millennials, as people looked for outdoor activities during lockdowns.
As another crucial spring planting season kicks in, however, the question is, will those wannabe green thumbs stick with the habit? Spending on lawn and gardening activities rose to about $616 per household in 2022, an increase of $74 from 2021. However, the National Gardening Association says those activities flattened out in 2023.
Jeremy House reporting. As they seek to keep people interested in gardening, business owners must deal with higher costs for materials and labor, as well as volatile weather. Linda L. Bean, a granddaughter of the famed outdoor retailer L.L. Bean, who became an entrepreneur, philanthropist, and conservative activist, has died. She was 82 years old. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Ron DeRockstrom.